This is the BBC, with the Daily Minutes podcast. Oh no, it isn't. I mean, this is the Daily Minutes podcast. This is, however, not the BBC. This podcast has its own chat on the internet. It's a motley crew for it. There is this Belgian guy, Oscar Nancy 3, Juliet Victor Bravo. Don't know what to think of him. And then there is Ernst Dicker Ernst. He jokes a lot about a goat. Strange obsession. And then there's Case. He is cousins with this funny performer, you know, Katinka with the same surname. And we also have Peter. BRJ. Peter seems to be a bit of an Apple fan. PA3CAS is much into crypto. And Aline, don't know about her. Well, she looks like a nice person to be with. We also have our funny duo, Bob and Berry Pie, on our chat channel. And then there is Cool Pascal. The guy's so cool. At least he thinks he is, I guess. We also have a lot of SWLs that I don't mention personally. They mostly listen. Well, sorry if I forgot someone. Goodbye for now.
Daily Minutes Podcast number 1643 with today's bulletin, 8 June 2019. This is a bulletin for Saturday. Daily Minutes Podcast is a podcast in either English or Dutch or a mix of both on several topics with a strong focus on technical topics like amateur radio and shortwave listening. This podcast today will be in English. Okay, let's continue. Today we have the RSGB news and we also have a lot of data at the end of the podcast because there's a rerun of another slow scan radio episode. This data will be repeated until the Daily Minutes of 10 o'clock, which of course will also have the same data.
Hello, this is Mike Marsh, G1IAR, here with the TX News podcast of the GB2RS National News for Sunday, the 9th of June, 2019, supplied by the Radio Society of Great Britain and brought to you by TX Factor. The news headlines this week, use 6 metres on the 13th, IARU Kids Day next Saturday, and GB3RS QSOs now at Logbook of the World. At the 2019 ITU World Radio Conference, there's an important motion on the agenda to consolidate and extend access to the 50 MHz band in IARU Region 1, which is Europe, Africa and Asiatic Russia. To gather solid evidence of the high level of amateur activity on the band and at the same time to demonstrate that amateurs can coexist with other band users, including the military, the IARU is supporting a monitoring trial in the middle of June. It'll be run by the Czech National Radio Society in conjunction with their regulator and is part activity period and part contest. Government and professional users will also be monitoring and some will be transmitting, so it's important that if you do hear any non-amateur stations, you must make sure you don't cause them any interference. The monitoring operation is on the 13th of June from 0730 to 0900 UTC and from 11 to 1230 UTC. There needs to be as much activity as possible on these bands during the two periods, preferably sticking to the Czech power limit of 25 watts ERP. It doesn't matter whether the band is open or not, just get on the air using SSB, CW, digital, or maybe all three. IARU would like as many logs as possible to be sent in by the 15th of June, whether or not you take part in the contest, just to provide solid evidence that can be used in pre-WRC planning. For full details, including the contest info, head online to tinyurl.com/GB2RS-0906A for Alpha. This year's second Kids Day will be held on Saturday the 15th of June, and the event is especially created to promote amateur radio to youth. It's a moment where you can share your amateur radio hobby with your family, your grandchildren, your friends, scouts, or even the general public. Suggested frequencies for the IARU Region 1 and ARRL stations can be found online at iaru-r1.org, and you should call CQ Kids Day to take part. GB3RS, the permanent special event station at the RSGB National Radio Centre in Bletchley, is now registered for Logbook of the World. Martin Atherton, Golf 3 Zulu Alpha Yankee, has uploaded 17,000 QSOs with GB3RS into the database so that operators can receive electronic confirmations. Kuwaiti telecom regulator Citra has released the new WRC 15 60-meter secondary allocation to Kuwaiti 9kilo-2 licensees under ITU footnote 5.133b for Bravo, which in the case of Kuwait means a maximum of 15 watts EIRP. CQScotland.com, funded by the RSGB Legacy Committee and supported by the Mid-Lanark Amateur Radio Society, will be attending the Brayhead Arena Rally on Sunday the 16th of June. Donations of surplus components, books and magazines that will be shared among local community groups will be most welcome. The group would like to thank amateurs for all the tremendous support received so far, and a current project update may be downloaded online at cqscotland.com. The International Museums Weekends are the 15th and 16th and the 22nd and the 23rd of June. More details about the event can be found online at radio-amateur-events.org, including a list of the stations registered. An award certificate can be obtained for 5 and 20 stations worked or 10 heard by an SWL. Registration is still open if you wish to enter a museum station. The second Midlands ARDF event takes place on the 16th of June at Caddaman Wood near Whitwick. The assembly area is in the small car park at the eastern end of the wood. Now, the event is designed for members of radio clubs in Regions 5 and 13, although anyone is actually welcome to participate. The event will use the 80-meter amateur band, and there will be 5 hidden transmitters deployed. Suitable directional receivers will be available on loan, and there will be a small fee of around £2 to cover the cost of maps and other incidental expenses. If you're taking part, do remember to bring a pair of headphones with a 3.5mm plug, wear suitable clothing for walking around in the woodland, maybe a compass as well with a rectangular base plate, a lightweight A4 board, a red spirit pen, some safety pins, and a whistle to summon help if needed. Registration opens at 10 in the morning, and there will be tuition on how to operate the sense feature on the 80-meter DF receiver. All the details are up online at rsgb.org/ARDF. Two new 2018 convention videos are now available on the RSGB YouTube channel. These are an introduction to 3D printing for the Radio Amateur by James Patterson, Mike 1 Delta Sierra Tango, and the Iceni High Performance 70cm Transverter by Sam Jewell, Golf 4 Delta Delta Kilo. There are also two new lectures which are available for RSGB members only. These are an HFD expedition to the Andaman Islands by John Warburton, Golf 4 India Romeo November, and Arduino GPS RF and Psi 5351 Alpha for radio amateurs by Bo Hansen, Oscar Zulu 2 Mike. Now, to see any of these lectures, go over online to rsgb.org/videos. And finally, in the main headline news, to give UK amateurs an opportunity to work all the GB19 team and ground call signs, the organisers are holding a UK special on the evening of Saturday the 15th of June. This will be for 4 hours from 8pm until midnight local time to try and achieve good UK propagation. Team and ground stations will be on 40 metres from 8pm, moving to 80 metres from 10pm and switching hourly between CW and SSB. If you'd like some more information, head over online to rsgb.org/cricket. So that is the headline news this week. Now let's look at the details of rallies and events for the upcoming week. Sunday the 9th, the Junction 28 radio rally takes place at the Alfreton Leisure Centre in Alfreton, which is Derbyshire. Doors open at 10:15 in the morning and admission is £3. It's run by South Normanton and Alfreton and District ARC, and there will be hot and cold drinks plus a bar and a selection of cobs and hot food. There's free car parking and over 100 tables all indoors with dealers and private traders. The RSGB will be there as well, and local and national clubs too. If you'd like some more information, get in touch with Alan Jones on his landline 01332 679 913. Also on Sunday, the East Suffolk Wireless Revival, the Ipswich Rally, takes place at the Curtin Recreation Ground on Back Road in Curtin. Postcode there is India Papa 10, 0 Papa Whiskey. It's just off the A14, by the way, and doors open at 9:30 in the morning. It'll cost you £2 to get in. The venue's got free car parking. There'll be trade stands, a car boot sale, a bring and buy, special interest groups, GB4SWR HF station, and an RSGB bookstall as well. There's food available on site, and if you'd like some more info, get in touch with Kevin, Golf 8 Mike X-Ray Victor, on his mobile 07710 046 846. Next Saturday, the 15th, it's the Rochdale and District ARS Summer Rally, which will take place at the St Vincent de Paul's Coldershaw Road in Norden. That is Rochdale, where the postcode is Oscar Lima 12, 7 Quebec Romeo. Now, proceeds from this rally ensure the continued operation of the DMR repeater, Golf Bravo 7 Mike Romeo. Doors open at 10:15 in the morning, with disabled visitors gaining access at 10. Admission is £2.50, but under 12s do get in free. Refreshments will be available, including the infamous bacon and sausage butties. And if you'd like some more details, get in touch with Robert Mike Zero, November Victor, Quebec. Either do it via email to m0nvq@outlook.com, or you can call his mobile on 07778 113 333. Next Sunday, the 16th, it is the 16th West of England Radio Rally, and it's going to take place at the Cheese and Grain in Market Yard on Bridge Street, which is in Frome, and that is Somerset, where the postcode is Bravo Alpha 111 Bravo Echo. Doors will be opening at 10 in the morning, and the event will feature inside and outside trade stands, an RSGB bookstall, and a cafe and car parking. Further information is available from Sean, Golf 8 Victor Papa Golf. You can call him on 01225 873098, or you can drop him an email to rallymanager, all one word, rallymanager@westrally.org.uk. And next Sunday, the 16th, the Scottish Amateur Radio and Electronics Rally will take place at INTU Brayhead Centre, into Brayhead Centre in Glasgow. The doors open at 10 in the morning. There will be traders, radio clubs and a bring and buy, and areas for clubs to operate from. Talks and presentations will also be running throughout the day, and refreshments are available on site too. If you'd like some more information, call Tony Miles on his mobile at this number 07702 134 188. Now, if you'd like to get your event into the Radcom magazine or onto the GB2RS news and on the RSGB website, please send your details in as early as you possibly can. Do it via email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. And we do need to know around 4 months in advance to get your information into the Radcom magazine. Right, DX News time now, and it comes from 425 DX News and other sources. Christian, Echo Alpha 3, November Tango, and Cole, Mike Zero, November Delta X-Ray, will be active as Juliet Whiskey / Echo Alpha 3, November Tango, and Juliet Whiskey / Oscar Juliet Zero Yankee, respectively, from Longyearbyen, Svalbard. That's IOTA reference, Echo Uniform 026. Now, that'll be between the 12th and the 16th of June, and they'll be operating CWSSB and digital modes on whatever bands are open, and they'll upload their logs to ClubLog. Sierra 9 Alpha will be the call sign of the Lazy DXers, who will be on Sao Tome Island, which is Alpha Foxtrot 023, until the 18th of June. They'll be on all bands from 160 to 10 meters using CWSSB, RTTY and FT8, and the QSL manager there is Echo Bravo 7 Delta X-Ray. Alexander Whiskey 7 Hotel Uniform and his son, Alexander Jr., November 4, Echo Victor Juliet, will operate SSB and FT8 as home call / Hotel Charlie 7 from Ecuador from the 8th to the 11th of June. They will be QSLing via Logbook of the World or via Whiskey 7 Hotel Uniform. Jacques Charlie Tango 2 Italy X-Ray X-Ray will be active as Lima Alpha / Charlie Tango 2 Italy X-Ray X-Ray Portable from Melanchthon on Hitra Island, which is Echo Uniform 036, until the 12th of July. He'll operate SSB only and it will be in his spare time. Bo Oscar Zulu 1 Delta Juliet Juliet will be active as Oscar X-Ray 3 Lima X-Ray from Nuuk in Greenland, IOTA reference November Alpha 018, between the 11th and the 21st of June, with possible activity also from Cook Island, which is November Alpha 220. Bo will operate in his spare time, typically around lunchtime and after dinner, and you can QSL via Oscar Zulu 0 Juliet or Club Log OQRS and Logbook of the World. And Lars Sierra Mike 6 Charlie Uniform Kilo will be active as Sierra Alpha 6 Golf / 7 from Venn Island, which is Echo Uniform 137, between the 10th and the 14th of June, where he will be operating CW only on the 40 to 10 meter bands. And if you get a contact, QSL via Sierra Mike 6 Charlie Uniform Kilo. Special events news time now, and Delta Lima Zero Whiskey Uniform November will be on the air from the 10th to the 16th of June to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the airlift to Wunstorf to Berlin. On the 28th of June 1948, the first RAF C-47 started to transport goods to the then blockaded Berlin from Wunstorf Air Base. By September 1949, more than 277,000 flights had been made from various airfields in West Germany. Exact operating times and frequencies are all viewable up on QRZ.com. The Galway Radio Experimenters Club will be active as Echo India 100 ABC for the Alcock and Brown Centenary Festival in Clifton, County Galway, between the 11th and the 16th of June. The festival celebrates the 100th anniversary of the first non-stop transatlantic flight made in June 1919 by British aviators John Alcock and Arthur Brown from St John's, Newfoundland, to Clifton in Ireland. QSL there is via Echo India 2, India, India. And Golf Bravo 5, Hotel, Hotel will be on the air from Hengistbury Head Visitor Centre in Bournemouth. Postcode there, Bravo Hotel 6, 5 Echo November. And that will be for Museums on the Air on the 15th and the 16th of June. Now, don't forget, if you've got any special event details, do email them into us as early as you possibly can. radcom@rsgb.org.uk is the email address you need to use. We can give you free publicity. And please remember that it actually is a licensing condition that stations using UK special event call signs must be open to the public. Moving on to the contest news now, the IARU Region 1 ATV contest will end its 30-hour run at 1800 UTC on Sunday the 9th using the 432 and upwards bands. The report is picture quality, serial number, 4-digit code and locator. Also Sunday the 9th, the second 144MHz Backpackers Contest runs 0900 through 1300 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Sunday the 9th, it's the Practical Wireless 2m QRP contest running 0900 through 1600 UTC using phone only, the exchange's signal report, serial number, band locator, and please note the maximum power for this one is 5 watts. On Monday, it's the 80m Club Championship and it runs 1900 through 2030, and this is actually the data leg and the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 432MHz FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 using FM only, and then it's immediately followed up by the all mode 432MHz UK activity contest running 1900 through 2130. The exchange for both contests is signal report, port serial number and locator. And as mentioned in the main part of the news, there is a special 50 MHz contest and activity session on Thursday morning. The future of the 6 metre band will be affected by the number of users during the test period. So please take part, or at least get some signals up on 6 metres. And if you'd like some more information, there is a webpage available at tinyurl.com/GB2RS-0906 alpha. On Thursday, the 50 MHz machine generated mode activity contest runs 1800 through 1900 UTC, with the exchange being your signal report and your four character locator. It's immediately followed by the all mode 50 MHz UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130. The exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. Now, next weekend, the 50 MHz trophy runs from 1400 on the 15th to 1400 on the 16th, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. And also next weekend, the All Asian DX contest runs for 48 hours from 0100 hours UTC on the 15th to 2359 UTC on the 16th. Using CW only on the 1.8 to 28 MHz contest bands, the exchange is signal report and your age. On Sunday the 16th, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 248 GHz band contest runs 0900 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange there is signal report, serial number, and locator. And finally, the Works All Britain 50 MHz phone contest, that's on the air next Sunday the 16th from 0800 to 1400 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number, and for UK stations, you must add your WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager, by the way, by the 7th of July, and all the details are up online. Should you wish to go and have a look at it, head over to worked-all-britain.org.uk. All right, high time we took a quick look at the radio propagation report now. It's compiled by Golf 0 Kilo Yankee Alpha, Golf 3 Yankee Lima Alpha, and Golf 4 Bravo Alpha Oscar on Friday, the 7th of June. We had a very quiet, settled sun last week. The solar flux index never got above 70, reflecting a complete lack of sunspots, while the KP index eventually decreased to 1 or 2 due to a lack of coronal holes on the solar surface. The net result was that HF conditions were not bad, but definitely not outstanding. Last weekend's NFD saw many teams with better scores than last year, although the bulk of the propagation was to Europe. 40 metres has now become the new 20 metres, being open during the day as well as in the evening, while openings on the bands above 20 metres have been fleeting and largely restricted due to short skip sporadic E. A station on the west coast of the United States was worked by Golf 4 Alpha Romeo November Portable, but that was largely due to the other station's antenna system. Another DX nugget this week has been 3 Delta 2 Charlie Romeo on Conway Reef in the South Pacific. This has been worked by a few UK radio amateurs equipped with high-mounted beams. As the long and short path routes both go over the poles, this is an indication that geomagnetic conditions have been good. Sporadic E's not been so prevalent this week, but there have been a few short openings. A surprise was hearing Golf Bravo 19 Charlie Hotel, the Scotland World Cup HQ station, on 28 MHz CW on Thursday in Norfolk. This was undoubtedly short skip sporadic E. Special event stations Alpha Mike 70 Charlie, Alpha Mike 70 Lima, and Alpha Mike 70 Papa in Spain were also frequent visitors to 28 MHz. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will continue around about 70 to 72, while geomagnetic conditions will be settled with a maximum KP index of 2. Maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 kilometre long path will peak at around about 16 to 17.5 MHz, so 20 metres continues to be the DX band of choice. Now, looking higher up the bands with the VHF and upwards propagation news, with an unsettled weather week coming up, this time of year often means some potential heavy rain with a chance of thunder. Therefore, the first propagation mode to get a mention this week is, guess what? Yep, it's rain scatter on the microwave bands. Use one of the many radar displays available, by the way, and you can track online the storms that are around. Now it's high summer, Really? The sporadic E season is well underway. Recent days have been a bit lacklustre in a European sense, although some choice DX has been worked on 6 metres into Central Africa. Given that the jet streams at 10 kilometres altitude in the weather part of the atmosphere are known to play a role in the location of sporadic E at 100 kilometres, it's reassuring to see that there will be some significant jet streams over our part of Europe during the coming week. At various times, they will support possible sporadic E paths from Scandinavia right round to Spain. The main operating tip is to check the bands late morning and again late afternoon and early evening, starting with 10 metres and working up through 6, 4 and 2 metres. Unfortunately, all of this depends on other parameters too that influence sporadic E coming into line, but at least the weather part of it looks promising. With predominantly low pressure, there is a limited chance of Tropo featuring much at all during the coming week. The moon is past peak declination perigee, but it's still a good week for EME, albeit with shortening moon windows and path losses increasing. After last week's peak of the daytime Arietids meteor shower, there are no significant showers in the upcoming week. So that's all we've got for you this week, and that's your lot from the propagation team for another week. And that is your lot for the GB2RS national news for the UK from around the world this week. Don't forget, do try and track down your local news. Your local GB2RS regional newsreader will be on the air over the weekend with all the scoop, all the gossip, all the news, and all the stuff that matters to you in your region. You can find them on the air. If you've not tracked them down yet, we've got a PDF file up on the TX Factor website at txfactor.co.uk. Click on the GB2RS news link, and up there is that PDF file with all the broadcasters. You will find the nearest one to you and what time they are on the air, broadcasting your local news. I'm Mike Marsh, G1IAR, reporting with the TX News weekly podcast of GB2RS. Thanks for listening. We will see you back here next week with the very latest edition of GB2RS.
This podcast is made by myself. I'm Peter John in English Media. Title music is by Croatian artist Blasko and is published under Creative Commons. You can find this podcast on dmpodcast.net, DM is for Daily Minutes, and on several other platforms. De internetfaciliteiten en studio hardware voor Daily Minutes worden gesponsord door 70MHzShop.nl. 70MHzShop.nl.
Daily Minutes Podcast. Whoever hears this is crazy.
En microfoon naar retour.
This is Slow Scan Radio. Good afternoon, this is Peter John. We bring you experiments with slow scan TV images, mostly photos, and also several kinds of data transmission using FLDigi. We have a show sending some data and mostly SSTV images. The images can be received with your normal radio. The easiest way is to use a smartphone, holding it simply close to the receiver speaker. You will need an app like Robot 36 for Android or CQ SSTV for iOS then. There are also good programs for PC. More info about that you can find on our website www.slowscanradio.com. www.slowscanradio.com. For the data, preferably use FLDigi, although other programs most probably will work as well. Slow Scan Radio is copyright 2018, excluding rights of featured items and any music. Website is www.slowscanradio.com. Mail address is xray@xraydeltavictor.mikeecho.com.